Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Save $200 when you put in code word HOWIE3. Sale is just for this week only and while supplies last. Order at EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Sadly, we are seeing a reprise of the 1970s. The same failed policies producing the same disastrous results. Except in the rerun, Joe Biden is Jimmy Carter 2.0.
He's history's greatest monster!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Are you still confident that it developed naturally?
No, actually, that's the point that I said. Everything about the stepwise evolution over time strongly indicates that it evolved in nature and then jumped species.
So, which is it?
Dr. Fauci is playing word games.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to a more full briefing room. Double the fun.
Double your alignment. Oh, no, single gum, double station, you're my fly.
Vaxies.com.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Today is Bob Dylan's 80th birthday. I guess some people were tuning in late, as they always do, and they thought maybe Bob Dylan had shed his mortal coil. No, he is not. He is just his 80th birthday. That's why we've been talking about him, because 80 is a big day.
Some people see the headline, Bob Dylan at 80, and they interject the word dead for some reason.
But he's not dead. He's not dead. We'll keep playing the songs as we as some of the just, you know, cuts as we go along. 603 says, Dylan line from Positively 4th Street that applies to Biden. You'd know what a drag it is to see you. Yeah. I wish that for just one time you could stand inside my shoes, and just for that one moment I could be you. Well, you wouldn't want to be Joe Biden, would you? Yes, I wish that for just one time you could stand inside my shoes. You'd know what a drag it is to see you. Then, of course, there's Maggie's Farm. Who hasn't worked on a Maggie's Farm in their time, you know, and he hands you a nickel, he hands you a dime, he asks you with a grin if you're having a good time. That's Maggie's brother. Cut 33. Here's Maggie. What a great, another great tune. I ain't going to work for Maggie's Ma no more. Everybody says she's the brains behind Pa. Everybody wants you to be just like them.
Did Bob Dylan ever work on a farm?
It's a metaphor, okay?
You said nobody, everybody's worked on Maggie's Farm.
Metaphorically. I mean, in a place where, you know, you're being oppressed.
So Robert Zimmerman has never worked on a farm.
No, he doesn't exactly come from a, you know...
came from Duluth, Minnesota.
Right. But he doesn't come from wealth, that's for sure. He comes from a solid middle-class background. He hitchhiked to Greenwich Village back in, I think, 1960. You know who he used to hang out with? Not hang out with, but he used to kind of follow him around and watch him, was Brendan Behan, the famous Irish writer. Just the guy who was such an alcoholic, they used to say Brendan Behan had a thirst so great that it cast a shadow. I've said that about Massachusetts politicians. I've lifted that line. But Bob Dylan used to watch him and see how he acted, and he drank himself to death at a very early age. But Bob Dylan learned something there from him. Bob Dylan learned a lot about here's one from the 60s, too. Temporary Like Achilles, cut 36.
I'm trying to read your portrait, but I'm helpless like a rich man's child. How come you send someone out to have me barred?
I should have stipulated studio version.
Yeah, well, look, you only have yourself to blame. You gave it to an inexperienced Bob Dylan listener.
He in the studio version, it's much more bluesy. Honey, why are you so hard? 844-500-4242. And then, of course, we have the usual Dylan socks. And here's what we saw him in Lowell in 2019. It was on my husband's bucket list. We left after a while because we left before the show was over because he didn't play one of his old classic songs. Total narcissist. Well, 844, I guess, yeah, that's true. And then someone says, don't forget the music he made with the band. That's the Basement Tapes. We didn't even play any. I mean, that's fantastic stuff with the Basement Tapes. After he had the big motorcycle accident in 65, when he was really at the height of his career. Anyway, 844-500-4242. I want to mention this. We can talk a little bit about this. This is something that's been bugging a lot of people, including myself, for a long time. Joe Biden is facing some pushback following reports that his new budget doesn't include the student loan forgiveness that he built his campaign for the presidency on. Good. Good. In an interview last week, Biden admitted that he didn't agree with the more progressive plan. Why do they call it progressive? Where people like Senators the Fake Indian and Chuck Schumer have urged him to forgive up to $50,000 in debt from all borrowers, stating that he didn't think the public should pay for those who willingly pursued more expensive educations. Did he have a blinding flash of reason after all these months as president? The idea that you go to Penn and you're paying a total of $70,000 a year and the public should pay for that, he said, I don't agree. The news, as you might imagine, was met with swift backlash and criticism online from the freeloader community, with #cancel student debt trending on social media Saturday as many continued urging Biden to live up to his promise. It appears to be an issue that will remain tabled for the time being. But at the same time, these whiners and the snowflakes that are complaining, they haven't had to pay for months. Currently, federal student loans are still in an administrative forbearance for borrowers due to the COVID-19 pandemic, alleged, until September. So my question for you is, should student loans have been forgiven? And again, I keep coming back to this. If you have a car loan payment, why shouldn't your car loan payment be forgiven? What's the difference? Somebody wanted to go to a community college and study women's studies or queer studies. Their word, not mine. Why do I have to pay off their debt? They don't have to pay off my new electric F-150 that Biden was touting last week. If I were to buy an electric F-150 truck, why can't I get my mortgage payments forgiven? So I overpaid a little bit for my house. Okay. I right now I don't have a mortgage. Right now I'm okay. But you know, I paid off my mortgage. Was I a chump to pay off my mortgage? Why didn't I wait for the mortgage forgiveness program? Where is the fake Indian? The fake Indian bought her house with a no interest loan from Harvard University because they thought they were giving it to a member of a minority group. Imagine their chagrin when they discovered the reality. Probably they had no chagrin. They have no shame. But, you know, why doesn't Elizabeth Warren want more of us to have free mortgages? There are more of us in Massachusetts who owe money on mortgages than owe money on student loans. I guarantee it. So what's the difference? Why do student loans get forgiven? 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. I don't understand how they could have ever pushed this thing through. But you know, the squad is really heavily into this too. Ayanna Pressley, the bald congresswoman from Dorchester, and AOC, of course, who went to BU. I don't even does AOC say she has outstanding loans? The loans can't be that onerous if she's living in that fancy new condo complex in D.C. and she has a Tesla, which she parks in a handicapped space or a fire zone outside the Whole Foods, and she can afford to buy a French bulldog puppy, the ultimate designer dog, pedigree dog. But they want this free money. 844-500-4242-781. This music is horrible. That's what you say. 978. The only good stuff he ever did was with the Traveling Wilburys. I said what I said. I will not be taking questions. I have no questions. I just want to say I pity you if you think that's the best he ever did.
People are chiding me because I said he comes from Duluth, Minnesota. He was born in Duluth, Minnesota. He was raised in Hibbing, I guess.
Hibbing, right. Duluth is Hibbing.
As if Bob Dylan's going to come up to you and reward you points for knowing that. Shut up.
I gave her my heart, but I wanted her, but she wanted my soul. There's so many great lines. There's so many great lines.
Are they really great lines? I think he wrote them ironically just for the sake of being ironic.
Jay from Chelsea says, in hell, you will have your own Saturday afternoon Bob Dylan hour-long tribute show. I didn't come here to be made sport of, Jay from Chelsea. I didn't say that this was for everybody.
He's definitely one of those artists where you either really like him or you really can't stand him. There's no in between.
Right. But the thing is, people are chiming in with parts of his work that I could care less about. 617 says Nashville Skyline, the one with Johnny Cash. No, I never that's when I thought he'd lost it, when he did Nashville Skyline. All right. 844-500-4242. We'll be back. We'll take. Let's open the lines and see if people are happy that the student loan forgiveness debt program is gone. I mean, we're knocking these things down one after another. It's horrible that we have to do this when Donald Trump should still be president. We shouldn't have to be worrying about this. But still, it's at least we're prevailing on some of these horrible schemes. Let me tell you about my new favorite office chair, the Backstrong chair. You know that stiff feeling you get when you sit too long while working? It's gone. And when I get out of that chair to walk around, my body doesn't hurt. Poorly designed office chairs can lead to severe pain in your hips, back, and shoulders. You probably know that if you're sitting in one of them right now. But this doesn't happen with the Backstrong chair. It guarantees you good posture. You literally cannot slouch. That's true. I have one in my office. The Backstrong was the result of 5+ years of prototyping and researching, working with pain patients and testing to arrive at the patented sit-in-motion technology that positions the hips into natural, ideal alignment for healthy sitting. Do you sit more than 4 hours a day? Do you get up from your chair feeling tired, drained, unmotivated? Do you have back pain or lose feeling in your legs because you were sitting for extended periods of time? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need to know this. It's super comfortable, perfect for your home or office. Here's another way to know how good it is. If you go away for a couple of months from your office, someone's going to steal the chair and put it in their office. I can speak from something a friend told me down in Florida. The Backstrong chair is backed by hundreds of 5-star reviews, 60-day money-back guarantee. You might want to put a GPS on it so you can get it back easily when you return to the office. Save $100 plus get free shipping when you use discount code Howie. To get yours, go to backstrong.com today. Again, get $100 off and free shipping by going to backstrong.com and using discount code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Want more Howie? Click the Howie Cam on HowieCarshow.com.
Made in Bond! Top of the world!
The Howie Carr Show.
Wherever you go this summer, take your Raycons with you. Raycon wireless earbuds will give you crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands and are built to go wherever you go with seamless Bluetooth pairing and up to 24 hours of battery life. May I suggest Bob Dylan's greatest hits, Volumes 1 and Volumes 2, especially Volume 2, because he's got songs on there that weren't released, but they're so good that they should have been on the greatest hits and the basement tapes. But anything, or you cannot listen to Bob Dylan's greatest hits. With Raycons, you can get listen to anything you want, and the 24 hours of battery life makes it so you don't have to worry about charging it every night or worrying about where the charger is. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you believe COVID-19 developed naturally?
No, I do not.
No, we don't mean that Fauci funded it so naturally it had to get developed. Not that kind of natural development, but naturally occurring. 98% say no, it was not a natural happening.
844-500-4242-774. My wife and I love Bob Dylan. Yes, we're baby boomers. We got to shake his hand one time. My wife forgot to let go, repeating, I love you over and over. These kids are really missing out. They don't think so, though, boomer. 860, with loan forgiveness, how about my daughter? She's paid off her school loans in about 6 years. Will she get her $10,000 back? If not, is that fair? I know she doesn't want it. She feels it's a handout, which it is. It is a handout. It's just so frustrating. You know, they're creating another class of victims. They're telling these people who went into debt heedlessly, foolishly, recklessly, that they're victims. Who told them to go to school like this? They're stupid advisors in high school. The people at the colleges. Oh, if you get an education, you'll be prepared for the 21st century. Yeah, if you get the right kind of education, if you just study wokeness and critical race theory, you're not ready for anything. You're hardly ready for a job at the fast food outlet. Jack, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, can you hear me, Howie?
Yes, I can.
Hey, so I'm an 18-year-old college student, and I couldn't agree with you more. I see people all the time in my school studying all these bull topics like gender studies and everything you just said, you know? And I'm studying finance and economics, right?
Right.
And everyone wanting to get all this money back. It's like you chose to do these topics. I don't know why they did it.
Right. I mean, you'd be most of the kids in college would be better off learning a trade, you know? And I mean, I went to a liberal arts school, but I studied journalism back in the days when that was really a craft or a journal. I mean, I learned how to write headlines, lay pages out, cover stories. I mean, I learned how to do something where there were jobs. There aren't any jobs now, but there were then. I mean, why would you spend $100,000-$200,000 on courses that don't mean crap? They don't even make you an educated person, do they, Jack?
No, you know, I'm doing all this Zoom college, you know, and it's really nothing, you know. I get in my bed, you know, I open up my laptop, I could fall asleep, and I wouldn't miss anything, you know.
I know that's one thing. I mean, if you got a classic, an old style classical liberal arts education, and you know, you it educated you as to the great philosophers and thinkers, and you learned a foreign language, you learned some kind of real liberal arts, not this phony baloney, PC studies, but they don't teach anything in these schools, as far as I can see. And the kids come out, and not all of them, but a lot of these kids come out and they can barely type a complete English sentence. They can't make the subjects agree with the verbs. It's just, I don't know. I mean, and now they want us to pay for everything. I don't think so. I don't want to do it. You know how bad it must have pulled for them to drop it like a hot potato this early on in the game? Pretty bad, I would say. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Limerick guy says, H, my daughter graduated from Nichols College with a degree in hospitality and is now managing a restaurant in South Boston and doing great. Her degree was actually worth something. I mean, That's what I told my kids. I said, see if you can get something that's a degree that's worth something. And they did okay. They all got real jobs now. I'm lucky that way. 844-500-4242. By the way, I wrote a special internet-only column today. What next for Charlie Baker? It's go to HowieCarsShow.com, click on store. We got a lot of stuff about the about Baker, including the sort of a review of the Globe investigative report on the Holyoke Soldiers Home fiasco, which is it's really pretty devastating for Charlie Parker. I'll tell you, it's a lengthy piece, and I'm sure most of you didn't read it. I probably wouldn't have read it if I didn't have a radio show, but. It's good. We'll go over it at 6 o'clock. We're trying to get the former director of Veteran Services, Francesco Urena, who seems to be the patsy here, according to the story. So check out my column, my internet only column, and also check out Howie's homework. These are all the stories I've been reading all day long, and you can always check them out. Now we post it every afternoon, and with the links to the actual stories we talk about. So it's pretty you know, it's easier than having to rely on me tweeting out the stories. Howie's homework, and then the what next for Charlie Baker at HowieCarsShow.com. Click on just it's at the top of the page. Now it's that time of Monday afternoon. It's time for Hate Mail Monday.
It's time for Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday. Let the hate flow through you.
All right, you know the way it works. All week long, we collect fan mail, mash notes, voicemail, just everybody loves this. I mean, you know, sometimes I consider myself almost as beloved as Bob Dylan is on the text line today.
Oh, is he getting heat?
It's mixed.
Well, that's like us. You know, it's some people like us, some people don't.
I'd say it's running about 65 against, 35, 4, maybe 60, 40 against. Something like that. It's mixed. So at this time of the week, Grace reads all the great fan mail that we get from me, Grace, and Taylor get from around the world.
Yeah, and I almost forgot. I got a nice one today on an Instagram photo where someone wrote, "Great show today, and I love the horse-faced mask you're wearing." I thought that was something. All right, now moving on from me. I think that's good for me for the day right there. This person wrote, "Howie Carr." Now, a lot of people were responding, Howie, to your Karen column. Massachusetts Karens weep as the end of coronavirus regulations approaches.
Yeah, I thought it was an amusing column myself, if I do say so myself.
Well, not everyone felt that way. This person, Trippy, wrote, "Howie Carr definitely does not know the meaning of the term Karen. I already knew that Howie Carr is a nut."
Why am I a nut? I follow the science. You know, Trippy is a science denier, and I'm sick of these people. I'm sick of these deniers out there who won't take off their masks.
You are a staunch supporter of the CDC guidance.
Right. I follow the protocols. I follow the regimens. I do not veer out of my sector. And my sector is the no mask sector.
Howie, you follow the models.
That's true.
And the charts.
I do follow the models. I should do a new model for you here.
Uh-oh.
Here's the model. Do you see it? I just made the model. The mask not wearing is going up. That's my model. It's going to go up. This is Saturday. It's going to go to a height on Saturday.
Yeah, but that was too inexpensive. They like to charge a lot for their models, so you're going to have to do something more fancy.
But see, I put in as much effort, work and research into my model just now as they put into their models.
Tony Gunk wrote, "Howie Carr is and always has been a piece of human bleep." Poop is another way we could say it.
Okay. Is there any complaints about my column specifics? I mean, are they disputing the science?
Specificity is not something that is really part of.
I say to my critics of my Karen column yesterday, follow the science.
That's a good piece of advice. You also always tell me to lead with my best sound. And I guess this might be the best sound. Cut one.
Howie. Yeah, that's a good one. I'll tell you why. Well, the old man, what are you going to talk about him for? He's nothing, man. That's just all. That's what it is. I hear from him. That's all I hear when I call there. Right? Right. Okay, now let's get serious.
Okay, this brings me to another Bob Dylan song from Stuck Inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. And he's talking about mixing up alcohol and marijuana, or as he calls it, Texas tea and railroad gin. Cut 34.
Now the rain man gave me two cues. Then he said, jump right in. The one was Texas medicine. The other was just railroad gin. And like a fool, I mixed them. Strangled up my mind, and now people just get uglier, and I have no sense of time.
Oh. That's what that guy has. Yeah, his mind is strangled up, and he has no sense of time.
Yeah, it's amazing. You can work Bob Dylan into anything.
You can.
Another hate mail here says, Howie, it's about time that you got off Charlie Baker's back. Charlie has been upfront and consistent since day one.
Oh, yeah.
So get off your soapbox. Try directing your comments to the fact that Republicans can sweep in the 2022 elections if they get on the same page. Get off the dock and go to the airport. That sounds like a Bob Dylan line.
Gotta get off the dock. Head
go to the airport.
Wait up for your flight.
It's time for my booties to be wandering. At his press conference when Walsh was fired at the Holyoke Soldiers Home, Baker said Walsh had been appointed, which really by the Board of Trustees, which really wanted Bennett Walsh to have that job. And I can tell you that the first time I ever met him or talked to him was when we swore him in.
Yeah. I remember him saying that at the press conference. We have sound of that.
That was a lie. They admit that in the story. That was a lie. Baker, what did the guy say? He said Baker always tells the truth?
Oh, he said.
That's what I'm just saying.
Charlie Baker has been upfront and consistent since day one.
Consistent, yes,
so
indeed.
So get off your soapbox, Howie. Howie Carr and the Boston Herald bemoan the end of coronavirus regulations, signaling the end of an opportunity to write crap in the guise of serious critical journalism.
What has the CDC been doing?
Exactly. Seriously.
What has all media been doing for the last year? There were 30,000 new cases yesterday. Three people died. Two of them were shot and the other one fell off a motorcycle. But they're COVID deaths. The sky is falling. The world is coming to an end. Help! Help!
Your CDC voice sounds eerily similar to Biff Puffington.
They're pitching the same hysteria.
By the way, everyone, Hate Mail Monday is brought to you by Pantadosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. I used up a lot of my Pantadosi rolls yesterday from the remote on Friday. I had some turkey and cheese sandwiches yesterday with pickles and mustard, and it's the best bread in the business, so make sure you check them out.
And we had we got some nice gifts. I got some graft. I'm wearing some of it right now, thanks to the woman who brought this to me and the Outlaw Josie Wales DVD. This is a shirt. It's orange. It says New Hampshire. Old man of the mountain, the Granite State.
There you go. Keep dreaming. Okay, now before we move on to the Biden stuff here, we do have more sound to get to. Cut three, please.
Hey, Howie, why aren't you doing the death pool anymore? Did they put you at the top of the quick pick list?
We probably should do the death pool one night this week.
Someone has picked you before, and you let that you allow that.
Yeah,
it's only fair.
Unlike the people that are hiding in their basements, Grace, I know that at some point I'm not coming down for breakfast. It's the human condition, you know.
There's got to be a Bob Dylan song about that. You know, death and
sleep with one eye open when you slumber.
There you go.
That's what he said to. You're like Billy the Kid.
You're like Google, but for Bob Dylan lyrics. All right. So now, before we go here, let's play another sound cut. I think, Howie, at one point you were complaining about not being able to go down to a coffee shop and get a donut.
Yeah, his favorite coffee shop is no more.
Two of them. White's Bakery on Route 16, and then on the other side of Route 16, Pete's Coffee. Two of them.
Well, some people don't feel bad for you. Cut four.
Wah, boo-hoo, wah. Fat Howie can't waddle down and get a donut anymore in Swellsley every morning. Wah, wah. What do you care? You live in Florida anyways.
I wish I lived in Florida anyway, but I came back and everything was gone. Now I'm thinking of The Pretenders. Oh, my city was gone. My town was gone. My state was gone. Thank you, Charlie Parker. Oh, way to go, Charlie Bacon. This is a singing day. That's all I can say.
I know. Really, you're a lyricist.
We're talking all the Midwestern greats, Chrissy Hynde, Bob Dylan. Maybe we'll play some Bob Seger later on.
All right. So I also have a hate mail directed to both of us, Howie. Cut yes. Six.
Oh, my God. Howie and Balloonhead talking about the NFL. Two people who have no clue as to what's going on in the NFL. Oh, the horror.
I can't agree more.
Did that guy play in the NFL?
No, but I'm sure he has a better knowledge of it than the both of us. It's a fair point. Howie, you can't be an expert on everything. You're an expert on Bob Dylan. I'm an expert on Teen Mom, Farrah Abrams. And some things we don't know that
now
much about.
Now she's a victim.
Oh, by the way, we have one more. Somehow your weight got brought into this one, too. Cut five.
Hey, Paperboy, if you were 100 pounds heavier and you were in the airport, I can just hear the words now when they tell you to step on a scale. Do you know who I am?
Do you know who I am?
Howie never pulls the, do you know who I am?
But I'm not 100 pounds heavier. But, one of the funniest T-shirt I ever saw, though, was at Logan Airport. I've told you about this.
What did it say?
This big fat guy. He must have weighed 300 pounds, and he was just all disheveled.
I know where this is going.
And he had a T-shirt on. You know what it said?
I beat anorexia.
Yeah. I almost fell down laughing. It was so funny.
By the way, Howie, I just want to give one more shout out for the 110 Grill Remote this Friday in Plymouth. Stop by. It's going to be really fun. We had our first remote last week, Howie, and I don't know about you, but I was just so excited to see people again. Everyone's smiling faces. There's going to be food. There's going to be books and a chance to win a VIP experience. Now, last hate mail of the day, you wrote about Biden, babbling, befuddled by Biden.
Yes.
This person wrote, look at all the mouth-breathing, Howie Carr-loving rubes out here today. Biden has been more effective POTUS in 4 months than your orange-flavored Cheeto was in all 4 years of his dysfunctional sham. LOL.
I wish I had time right now, but we'll get to it in the next hour. Newt Gingrich goes over the rate of inflation in certain basic commodities. It's pretty damn shocking in 4 months.
I believe you mean the rate of overheating.
That's right.
You know what's funny? I read this this poll today in the New York Post, and it said two-thirds of Americans say that beef and chicken prices have skyrocketed. And I'm like, do we need to poll people about that? Can't that be something that's fact-based?
Bloomberg's got more money than he needs. He's the one who took that poll.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. We'll go over the list. Newt Gingrich has a great list.
Oh, right here.
Yeah. There's the story, but it's this Newt Gingrich, D.C. versus the rest of America, a major political hurricane is building outside the Beltway. It's so true. Okay, we'll get to that in just a moment. If you could support your overall cognitive health with a convenient, delicious daily chew, why wouldn't you? That's why I take Superbeats Memory and Focus Chews. These things are great. They're just like the Superbeats regular heart chews, but they're good for your brain. They're good for your memory. From the makers of Superbeats heart chews, Grace is holding them up right now. They're just wrapped in the tin foil.
I love Superbeats because they're so easy, Howie. I like when they're in the tin foil. You don't have to do any mixing. You just pop it in and you feel so much better. And Howie, remember we ran into that guy on Friday and he said, I really can tell the difference with Super Beats.
He started. And he was talking about the memory chews. That's what we're talking about now. This guy was at the remote in Portsmouth, and he said he came up to me and said, I noticed the difference. From the makers of Super Beats Heart Chews, Memory and Focus is their latest product to help promote brain blood flow and support your overall cognitive health. Research has shown that by promoting blood flow, you can support cardiovascular and cognitive health. Combining clinically studied ingredients unique to this product, Super Beats Memory and Focus promotes brain blood flow, supports memory, alertness, and helps support reduced perceptions of mental fatigue. Super Beats Memory and Focus supports brain health in two different ways, by promoting blood flow and supporting healthy levels of BDNF. That's a key neuroprotein, and it's essential to sustaining memory and learning and higher thinking as we age. And like all other Super Beats products, Super Beats Memory and Focus was crafted under the careful guidance of science and features clinically studied key ingredients. It's the only cognitive chew of its kind. It also tastes great. It's just a good, really, really good product. Give it a try. Support your brain health and cognitive performance with Super Beats Memory and Focus. Take advantage of this limited time offer today. Get a free 30-day supply of new Super Beats Memory and Focus with your purchase of Super Beats Heart Chews at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. So you get the free bag of Memory and Focus with the regular Super Beats Heart Chews. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
We gave you a gun and the authority to use it. One is no good without the other. They don't know that out there. So they'll scream blue murder until the next time they need a man with a badge.
Howie Carr.
978 says, I just left the 110 Grill in Lemonster. I was thinking about the Cure Burger all day long, and it's just as good as I remember. And we're going to have a good time at the 110 Grill in Weymouth on Friday. Plymouth, I'm sorry. Plymouth, that'll be from 12 to 6, Grace's show, and then my show. And we'll be there all day long. There'll be a cake. There'll be a birthday cake for Grace, too. You can have a nice sliver of it. Get a free Howie Carr book. All kinds of stuff. There'll probably be some Pianta Dosi bread, too. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howie, how are you? You got the best show on the radio.
Thank you.
But, you know, and I agree with you on mostly everything, right?
Yeah.
But I believe as long as America is giving out trillions of dollars in foreign aid and spending all that money on stupid no-win wars, then hell, spend the money at home. Get, you know, if you want to forgive mortgages, because what did
yeah, but I mean, that's, you know, the thing is, I use the word loosely, just as you did, forgive. I mean, no one's forgiving anything or would be forgiving anything with these student loans. It would just mean that instead of the guy who majored in, gender studies paying off his loan, you and I would be paying off the loan. How fair is that, Dave?
Well, you know, Howie, then in a way, you know, do you have a mortgage? Forgive your mortgage. What's a trillion dollars?
But, you know, if I don't have a mortgage right now, but if I had a mortgage, I would be rewarded for taking on a debt burden that I probably had no business taking on because I didn't make enough money to pay for my own foolishness. Why should you have to pay for my mortgage? Why should I have to pay for yours? Why should any of us have to pay for anybody else's? Especially if it's just a result of bad decisions. I'm Howie Carr.